Blog Talk Radio.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your love around me, baby. I'll never forget my baby. I'll never forget you.
All right. Yes. Yes. It is the return of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. How you doing up there? We are back. It is We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio, the hottest online entrepreneur talk radio show there is on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm back, your host, Yolanda R. Lamar. We are so excited for bringing back a special broadcast of We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's business as usual for an entrepreneur talk radio show. And it is being sponsored by Women Entrepreneurs of America, your 501c3 nonprofit membership-based organization that is all about empowering, supporting, underserved, disadvantaged entrepreneurs, women like you that's in business. We're so excited with all this pandemic, all this global mess that's going on, that we are ready to come out. This is our coming out party, and this is our coming out show. So I get a chance to come to you live and talk to you about the wonderful things that's going on in Women Entrepreneurs of America. And if you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, you go to www.weainc.org. But tonight, we are talking about coming out in the city beautiful, Orlando, Florida. And we are promoting the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. That is hosting an amazing event the weekend of May 21st to the 23rd. It is a Hattitude for Networking weekend. And tonight, I want to tell you a little bit more about it. And I'm bringing on some wonderful, amazing, and powerful entrepreneurs that's going to help us kick it off. And these are our vendors. So just to tell you a little bit about our wonderful event, it is a Hattitude for Networking. And it's going to be in Orlando, Florida. And we're going to kick it off at Saturday at the Orlando Marriott Lakeside by the Orlando Airport. And then we're going to have an amazing, it's a Hattitude brunch on Sunday morning, May 23rd from 10:30 to 1, where we're going to be wearing our beautiful hats and our classy outfits and our business suits and come and network with some amazing and talented entrepreneurs. And this is being hosted by the Florida Chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America. This is our coming out week. So we want you all to know that we want to promote this because all you entrepreneurs out there have been tied up, locked up, in the house, with the children, with the babies, doing business online, Zooming. And now we are ready to make it make sense. So we want to come out and share more about what we are implementing to bring more entrepreneurs out as the country is opening up. But we're still going to social distance. We're still going to be in CDC guidelines, but we're going to pick some amazing places where we can actually socialize in harmony. So what I want to tell you a little bit about, as a founder of Women Entrepreneurs of America, I invite a couple of amazing women, vendors. We're going to be talking about vendors. We're talking about the extraordinary vendors that is about how they package up and bring all those wonderful products and services to events like this. And they are serving you. They have ideas. They have created opportunities, whether it's beverages, whether it's planning, whether it's shoes, whether it's jewelry, so that you can come out and shop in one spot. and we're going to have two nights of this. So without any further ado, what I want to do is bring on my first amazing vendor. And as women entrepreneurs, we advocate vendors. We believe in vendors. It's important to know that vendors is the probably the ultimate of events when you go to expos and conferences like this. These vendors work hard. They believe in their products and services, but they need you to come out and support them. So I found out about this amazing vendor by way of promoting my event on vendors in Florida. And it's amazing that I was so overwhelmed with all the wonderful responses that I got from vendors, vendors from all walks of life. But this particular vendor came through the post, and I had no idea what this business was all about. Never heard of Tula 12. Tula 12. Now, just think about it. What does Tula 12 mean? I called it Tux XII. I just messed up the whole name. But when she responded, I was so impressed. When I went and read about Tula 12, now I know how to call it officially, I'm more impressed. It is about planning. It's about planners. So without any further ado, let me bring on my first guest in celebration of our It's a Hattitude Week, promoting this a wonderful networking weekend. And this is Carmen Prieto. Tell me, Carmen, if I am pronouncing it right.
You are. Hi, Yolanda.
Oh, Carmen, welcome to We Are Radio Live. Can you hear me clearly?
I can.
Absolutely. Well, welcome. First of all, let me thank you so much for being a part of the Florida Chapter event that we're hosting May 22nd and 23rd. So real quick, because we only got a little time, but we're going to put a lot of information in there. Carmen, tell all of my listeners about you, and then let's talk about Tula 12. Let's do it.
Cool. Thank you. My name is Carmen. I am a Floridian at heart. I have lived here most of my life. Now I reside in Orlando, Florida. I am single, unmarried, so I have lots of time to do lots of businesses. I currently run four, Tula 12 being probably my favorite, and I can't wait to tell you guys more about it.
Absolutely. So the name Tula 12, what is Tula 12? Let's talk about what is Tula 12.
So Tula is Sanskrit for the word balance, and then the XII is Roman numerals for 12, so balance 12 months out of the year.
You see how that came out, everybody? What Tula stands for is balancing out of the 12 months. And as entrepreneurs, we need to know that. So as we talk about Tula 12, Carmen, you're a planner extraordinaire, isn't that correct?
I am. I do love my planners. Planner junkie, really.
Planner junkie. Now, I know there's some planner junkies out there. So we talked about this yesterday. So share a little bit how this all came together, Carmen.
Sure. So I will say that I have been a planner, a paper planner specifically, since very young. My dad has always used paper planners. I fell in love with them through him. And then, you know, they issue your first one in school, and I was just hook, line, and sinker. I just love being able to look at everything in the 12 months and put it on paper and be able to see it and make plans accordingly. I did try going digital for about 2 years, and I literally made myself sick because I couldn't see what was coming up. I couldn't see what I had put out, agreed to, what I had said yes to, and I was planning things 7 days a week, every week, and not giving myself time to breathe and to grow and even to just relax. I do believe you have to plan for days off and plan for yourself. So I also love scrapbooking, and so being able to do like a paper planner, not just in the calendars, but in budgeting, in my businesses, my weight loss goals, even just meal planning, all of that gives me great opportunity to use my my planner.
So as an entrepreneur, because we only got a little short time, as an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. What is your thoughts? What is you like to share with my listeners? And I'm so thankful that my listeners are my board is blowing up. But tell our entrepreneurs that's on the call, what's so important about planning and having a planner?
So one of the things that we forget as entrepreneurs is that it is a business. Even though we're not reporting to someone else, we are responsible for what we put into our business. And one of the things that I train when I'm working with people who are entrepreneurs, small businesses, even people who join my team, is how to time block and how to use your planner to be successful. Because you have to plan just the same way you clock into a day job where you work 9 to 5. You need to make time for the business that you've committed to. Your customers are expecting you to show up. They're expecting to see you consistently. If you went to a retail store and they didn't tell anybody they were going to be closed and it's not a national holiday, your customers would be startled. And the same thing goes for when you're an entrepreneur and working your own business. So I believe that by using our planners, by time blocking, by making checklists and setting goals and putting them in writing, that you're setting yourself up for success. And so that's just something I coach and teach and help people get ready for when they invest in one of my planners.
Absolutely. So the whole goal with Tula 12, for those that may be interested and maybe need consulting or want to get a planner, what is the whole goal of Tula 12 to help inspiring entrepreneurs with their business? What's the goal?
Basically, we want to put the right, they're called inserts. You get to choose what goes in your planner. We want to put the right inserts in front of you to make you the most profitable, to make the best use of your time. I'm not saying that you need to have a digital calendar. If you don't want a calendar in your planner, you don't have to have one. But if budgeting and finance is a goal, we have an insert for that. If just having a place where you can make entire project plans, we have an insert for that. If you do customized orders, we have an insert for that. I'm starting to sound like an Apple commercial, but we have an insert for it. So that's why I like to do one-on-ones and help you create the right balance in your life to be successful.
So what we're going to do, we're going to take a pause, a few minutes, but real quick, give my listeners how they can reach you for more information about Tula 12 and your amazing planning business.
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, at Carmen is Planning. My website is carmenisplanning.com. So if you go to Instagram, it's just Carmen is Planning. If you go on Facebook, I have a page called Carmen is Planning. And if you want to just go on the website and shop our planners, you can go to carmenisplanning.com. If you go and find me on Instagram or Facebook, you can send me a message and we can set up a one-on-one and an opportunity to talk and find out what you need and what would work best for you.
It's Carmen! Tula 12 is going to be in a house at the Attitude Networking Brunch. So don't you guys go nowhere. Carmen, stay right there. We'll be right back because you all tuned in to We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Don't go nowhere, Carmen. Right, yes, we're going to be together again. Women Entrepreneurs of America, we are coming out. You tuned in to We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 914-205-5323. We want you to know that we are coming out the weekend of May 21st to the 23rd. We're going to have a happy hour networking event hosted by Chilling with China Doll herself, LaTanya Dixon Montgomery. For more information, email us at floridachapterwea@gmail.com. We're going to have some amazing vendors that night. We're going to have cocktails. We're going to network. We're going to be in the amazing Orlando Marriott Lakeside, Orlando Airport. And the setting is amazing. We're going to be by the poolside, great music, great drinks, and networking. We want you to come out. That event is free that night. And I'm going to be bringing on one of the amazing vendors who's going to be hosting at this wonderful event that night as a vendor. I just heard about this amazing wine that gives back. This amazing wine that gives back. It's called One Hope Wine. And the amazing Michelda Charles is on. Are you on there, Michelda?
Yes, I am.
Hey, welcome, Michelda. How you doing?
Thank you.
Listen, I am so excited. You another one that responded to the plethora of vendors that responded. But one thing that really stood out, you have won. And what better venue to be is at a happy hour where you can allow individuals to test the wine and then share about the business of this wine because this company gives back. So, hey, how you doing this evening?
I am doing great. I am super excited. I am truly looking forward to share this opportunity with people, this amazing company doing great things. And I cannot wait to promote this business. You know, let's get people to bind and make a difference and sip. Let's sip while we make a difference. That's what I tell people. So if you're a wine lover, you're going to, you know, it's amazing to know that you are buying a wine that is making a difference into the world. There is so much work that needs to be done. And, you know, I've always wanted to start somewhere. And I feel like, you know, if you feel like you're buying a product that is making a difference, I think you should be proud. Because if we want to make a difference into the world, you know, by just buying a bottle of wine or sipping a bottle, I mean, just sipping a little bit of wine, to me, it's amazing.
Absolutely. And I'm quite sure those that's on the call tonight, my board is blowing up, love wine. And those that don't, hey, it's no problem. But we understand that you can get together, have a glass of wine, and talk about some wonderful business opportunities, talk about your family, your friends. But, Michelle, real quick, as we get ready, because we only have a few minutes, pronounce your name and share a little bit about yourself and tell my listeners a little bit why you got into this business. We've got a few minutes. Go for it.
Oh, thank you. Well, my name is Michelle. That's the way it sounds. It's like Michelle with a duh. You know, I'm an immigrant, so I know a lot of people probably hear that accent and are curious to know where I'm from. I was actually raised in here. I was born in Haiti. I moved here when I was 13, and I've been living in Florida all of my life. I have traveled a lot, but Florida's like my second home, and I got into this business because, like I said, I've always wanted to give back, but I didn't know where to start. And this pandemic, you know, got me, you know, really, I had to go back to the drawing board because I wanted to open a wellness center. And that's truly my passion as well. But also within that, it's giving back. It's wanting to give back to our community about health and wellness, about balance, you know, about giving back to one another. Let's lift one another up and, you know, each other up and succeed. And it's truly my passion. So that is a little bit background of me. I know we don't have enough time, so I don't want to keep talking, but this is what got me started. And this one just really speaks to my, you know, to my values and what I believe in. And if I'm going to support a product, yeah, it better be a product that makes a difference in life. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And congratulations, because when me and you chatted and you shared with me your amazing background, the big family you come from, the challenges you went through with the women in your family, you are truly an entrepreneur that's about giving back to women and supporting women. And I'm so glad that you're going to be a part of the Florida Chapter Women Entrepreneurs. It's a Hattitude event. So again, we want to give our listeners, how can they reach out to you and your website to know more about One Hope Wine?
Absolutely. They can go on Instagram. Right now, that's where I'm promoting it. I'm not really on Facebook, so they can go to One Hope Wine 2021 on Instagram. They can search for my name. It's under my name as well. And then follow me, you know, like, subscribe. You know, this company is amazing. There's free wine to give away. You get free wines. Like, this month is like an excellent month. If you want to buy any wine with this company, you get 4 bottles of free wine just for making a difference. And every bottle does make a difference. Every bottle that you do purchase, donate 10% to charity, to that charity. Or if you want to host an event,
reach out to me. If you live in, if you are in the Orlando area, you would like to, you know, be cool to your family, you want to start giving back, and you would like to host an event and have a charity of your choice, hey, you know, just go to my website and just reach out to me as well. I don't know if I can give my number here, but yeah. But the, that's the way you can, these are the other ways.
I'm going to make sure that I promote. I have been putting it out there as we move forward to our In a Hattitude for Networking Brunch Weekend starting Saturday night at the Chilling with China show at the Orlando Marriott Lakeside. And then we're going to be coming over on Sunday brunch at the Doubletree by Hilton Orlando Airport, 10:30 a.m., where we're going to meet a plethora of more amazing entrepreneurs. So we're hoping that Saturday night folks come to join, as well as I'm going to be posting up about you and the amazing Carmen who is on the call. Carmen, do we still have you?
You do. Hi.
Absolutely. You and Carmen is going to become good buddies because I'll already know that Michelle's brains is rolling and Carmen's brains is rolling. I want my listeners to know as entrepreneurs, we need to be planning. We need to know how to plan. We need to write things down. If you need a calendar or a planner, get with Carmen Prieto with Tula 12. And by all means, if you want a glass of wine while you're trying to figure all this out, you need to contact Michelle Charles. So what I'm going to do is take a real break. We're going to come back, going to wrap this up because Women Entrepreneurs of America is excited to be coming out, and it is our coming out year. We are ready to come out. We want to come out of this shell. We want to come out and network. We want to come out and build our businesses. Isn't that right, sisters? Isn't that right? We ready.
Yes, absolutely. We're ready.
All right, so don't go nowhere. We got a few minutes. Stay tuned because you guys have tuned in to We Are Radio Live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Are coming together again, Women Entrepreneurs of America. Thank you all for tuning in. It is the return of We Are Radio Live, business as usual for an entrepreneur talk radio show, a program hosted by Women Entrepreneurs of America. If you want to know more about Women Entrepreneurs of America, go to www.weainc.org. Also, if you'd like to join our Florida chapter, this is going to be a great time to join our Florida chapter. Feel free to reach out to us at FloridaChapterWEA@gmail.com. Listen, if you want to come to Orlando, Florida, the sunny, the beautiful, the city of beautiful, join us May 21st to the 23rd. The Doubletree by Hilton has provided us some great room rates. Tickets is only $50. It's a catered brunch, great networking, great socializing, door prizes, vendors. We're going to have massage therapists. We're going to have some amazing entrepreneurs at this event. Seating is going to be limited. Social distancing is a must. We're going to require masks. So with more information, come and join us. Bring your hattitude. It's about you having a hattitude. And if you don't have a hattitude, I don't know what to tell you because at the end of the day, we are planning. We are socializing. We are sipping. We are socializing, but we are coming out. So let me thank my wonderful guests, my two vendors that is going to be at It's a Hattitude Coming Out Networking Weekend in Orlando, Florida. Carmen Prieto, Tula 12. And if you want more information, how can they reach you? What's your email? I mean, what's your website again, Carmen?
CarmenIsPlanning.com.
Yes, Michelda Charles, with One Hope Wine that gives back to your favorite charity. How can they reach you again, Michelle? Then if you want to give your number, you're welcome to.
Sure. They can find me on Instagram at OneHopeWine2021. They can reach out to me at 407-967-8476. I'll be more than happy to, talk to anybody who's willing to hear about this wonderful company.
And if you want to meet them in person, please feel free to join us at the It's a Hattitude for Networking Weekend in Orlando, Florida. Again, tickets are still on sale. We got Saturday Night Happy Hour. We're chilling with China Doll, LaTanya Dixon Montgomery, the beautiful LaTanya Dixon Montgomery, 5 to 9 Saturday night, and then Sunday brunch, 10:30 to 1 p.m. Ladies, I appreciate you so much. So as we got a few more minutes, Carmen, if you can leave a great message to some entrepreneurs that's listening that is struggling and coming out and ready to network, what would be a message you'd like to give them? From your heart, what would you tell them?
I always just say, when you come to me, you leave with a plan. You've got goals you can set up. And if you are just getting started, don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen in day one. Day one is a really big goal if you're going to hope to make it on that day. Just stick with your goals. Put them on paper. Put them in front of you. Never give up on them. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. And the biggest thing I can tell you as an entrepreneur is get outside your immediate friends and family and do things like we're doing with this event. So that you can meet people that don't already know you.
Ooh, that was amazing. Michelle De Charles, what would you care with an entrepreneur, and just like you, with all the challenges that you're coming back in, what would be a message you will give an inspiring entrepreneur as we wrap up?
Indeed, it is very challenging. I agree with Carmen. Your family, not many of them will believe in you. So you just have to start networking with other people on these events. Again, a perfect example of why we need to support this amazing woman here, connecting us together, because I'm ready to meet Carmen myself. So that is amazing. Just don't give up as an entrepreneur. Find your passion, your desire. It's not just we can be passionate about a lot of things, but what can you do to make a difference in somebody else's life in this world? That should be always our goals as entrepreneurs. It should not be about money. Yes, money is important. I'm not against it, but sometimes it has to be something that is really driven, like you're ready to make a difference, and you will not stop at nothing until you make that happen. As an entrepreneur, just get ready to work hard, go to sleep late, wake up early, and let's grind, let's make a difference together. So yeah, that will be my message.
Absolutely. So ladies, thank you so much. I am so looking forward to meeting you. We're going to be promoting and advertising your beautiful faces, your wonderful products and services to our global Extraordinary Women Entrepreneurs of America. I thank you both so much for being on the call tonight. So thank you both so much. You guys have a great week. All right. We are Radio Live listeners. You heard it right here first. These are some amazing entrepreneurs, just two of the many that's going to be at the It's a Hattitude for Networking Weekend. Women Entrepreneurs of America, it is about giving back, helping, connecting, networking, fellowshipping. And again, if you want to join Women Entrepreneurs of America, whether you're in Orlando, Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, feel free to reach out to us at weanationalchapter@gmail.com. And if you join the Florida chapter of Women Entrepreneurs of America, we got a new membership discount to offer you. I am so excited. Thank you for being on We Are Radio Live. And join us next Wednesday, where we'll be interviewing some wonderful vendors. Hopefully we can get China Doll on the call next week to talk about her wonderful music and her model agency and the wonderful things she's doing in Montgomery, Alabama. But you heard it right here on We Are Radio Live. You guys have a great week, and God bless you. See you soon.